This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Red roses at the moment are £3.50 per stem. Coloured roses are £2.50. Tulips are £7 for a bunch of 10.
In a flower shop in Islington, florist Paige Holiday rattles off some of her best sellers.
Lilies, they are at the moment £4.50. Like big bouquets you can get for £60. But they last a lot longer, they're better quality.
Most flowers sold in independent shops like this one come from Holland, where labor is expensive. But according to the Fair Trade Foundation, more than two-thirds come from the developing world, mainly Kenya and Colombia, where labor is cheaper. Paul Collins from War on Want says flower pickers, mostly women, are often paid less than minimum wage, exposed to dangerous pesticides, and prevented from forming unions.
Considering that the 2 days of any year about flowers are meant to be about love, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, the workers themselves feel very unloved by the supermarkets which they supply. As the supermarkets have failed to keep their promises to ensure that workers are decently treated by their suppliers, then that's why we say the British government must act.
But Daniel Morey of the Fair Trade Foundation says supermarkets are doing a lot to ensure fair pay and working conditions for flower pickers. He says major retailers like Sainsbury's and Tesco are supplying bouquets with the Fair Trade stamp of approval, even though they are forced to absorb the extra cost.
Often what happens when a brand or a product line is converted to Fair Trade is it gives the retailer something really excited to talk about, and they can help drive increased sales of that line.
But what about shops that kind of control their own pricing? Is there a lot of cases where supermarkets raise the price even further?
Interestingly, it's one of the areas where I think passing increased costs on to consumers on flowers is incredibly difficult. And even with the Fair Trade mark on, I think it's very difficult for retailers to put a premium on fair trade flowers. Consumers are very, especially now, very, very sensitive to cost.
This is Christy Hutter reporting from London, England.